Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
So Lay's, the potato chip company, has announced the winner of its Do Us a Flavor contest, which has been going on for a while. Sounds like we're going to get a new flavor chip, which is bacon grilled cheese.
That's what they chose?
I'm in. And that person won a $1 million prize. Bacon grilled cheese? Hells
I'm in.
Yes!
Sounds so good.
Sounds really, really good.
I don't like the fake bacon flavor. I don't like the bacon flavored things.
Fake bacon!
You know, like, that's not usually my thing. So I tried all of, because the other ones were, well, elote was one of them. They had a few different flavors, but the bacon one, which was the one I liked the least, so I'm sad that that's the one they picked.
I'm
but,
sorry,
you know,
Katie. Well, you don't
chip?
Have to eat them.
Yeah,
you don't have to
be sad about a new chip. I wish the other ones were also chips.
And honestly, it makes me want to make a grilled cheese in real life and put bacon on it.
Right.
I mean,
that sounds good.
Well,
really tasty.
You need to do that.
That's a
real
thing.
Bacon.
That needs
is
to be a thing.
Legit.
There are 14 Pepsi and Mountain Dew flavors that are being discontinued.
14.
So if you're a fan of Pepsi Lime or Pepsi Peach, that's going away.
Ew.
The Nitro Pepsi and the Vanilla Nitro Pepsi. Bye-bye. See you later. Nobody likes it.
Oh, I'm actually bummed about that.
And then a ton of Mountain Dew ones. The Major Melon, the Spark, the Purple Thunder, the Whiteout, the Kickstart Mango Lime, Kickstart Blueberry Pomegranate, and then the various sugar-free options with those as well.
Huh.
They are leaving us forever.
I liked the Nitro ones.
Until they want to reboot it in 10 years.
I know, right? Oh, yeah. We're going to bring it back.
They brought back the Crystal Pepsi and stuff. It's cyclical.
Yeah, so 14 of them are leaving. I did buy a box of that hard Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And it's unsettling.
You didn't like it?
It's got alcohol in with it. Now, I don't believe there was caffeine in it, but they taste like Mountain Dew drinks, but it'll get you jacked up.
Oh, yeah.
If you want that extra... Nah, that's a one-and-done thing for me, one-and-done.
That's dangerous, because couldn't your kiddos see a Mountain Dew and be like, hey, let's drink it?
I'd have to talk with them, like, these are not sodas.
These are
don't
adult Mountain Dews.
Don't drink the black cans. Those are daddy drinks. Wendy's is partnering with Takis to launch the Taki Fuego meal. Fuego,
okay.
Yeah. It's a chicken sandwich and Taki-inspired fries. I'm wondering if they're going to dip the chicken sandwich into ground-up Takis.
Oh,
yummy.
I like Takis. That sounds good.
Yeah.
They need to.
I don't let my kids buy those anymore because they're so bad for you.
They are.
They're like on the list of like the top 10 things you should not
do. Well, if you ever see a chip that's like that bright blue,
you're like,
I probably shouldn't be ingesting
this. No, you shouldn't. And then one final one, the Capri Sun is introducing a limited edition 20-ounce solstice pouch to celebrate summer. And then there's another 15-inch tall design with a 64-ounce jug of fruit punch Capri Sun.
Ooh,
64 ounces of Capri Sun?
That's a lot of Capri Sun.
What?
So much. You know what? Like, when they try and sneak those no-sugar ones in there, though, and I'm like, what? This is just roaring water. I don't need this. But I love Capri Sun. Those pouches of juice are the best.
This one that you see now is the 15-inch one. It's unsettling because it's this long pouch that you have. And it's still harder than hell probably to get that straw in.
Absolutely.
And then it squirts you in the eye.
It gets you in the eye or you punch it through both sides. You know,
you have 64 ounces now.
Son of a. Back in school, and you'd get those in lunch, we'd all flip them upside down and jab them into the bottom because it was easier just to pop a hole in the bottom.
You were shotgunning as a little middle schooler.
Versus the little hole that would never pop properly on the top of the Capri Sun.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
You invented shotgunning.
And then wasn't it a few years back that there was a a recall or something on Capri Suns or some sort of juice box because they were all moldy inside.
Oh.
Is that Capri Sun?
Can we not?
And parents were all freaking out because the kids were drinking these pouches and they were all moldy inside.
Mommy, getting superpowers.
I don't feel good at all. Yeah, superpowers.
I got lasers coming out my eyes.
Capri Man.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really good. All right, so there's this term floating around that Katie has said a few times during the past week. I was like, don't tell me any more about this. Yeah. Let's talk about it on the air. And it's called crapping the nest.
Yeah.
What is this?
Well, it's a slang term that is used to describe a teenager's behavior. And it's typically before they leave home for college or to live independently, right? So it's when they need to make their home look bad so they feel good about leaving it. And it's been around forever, obviously, because so many of us have left home, right? And we're talking like left for college or you're living by yourself. It's not like you graduate high school and you're living in your parents' basement. This is specifically for people who are leaving the home in which they grew up in. And it really does, like, it's funny to me because looking back, like when I left home, I moved from North Dakota to Colorado 2.5 months after I graduated high school. I was out of there. And for the first like year and a half, I did kind of talk smack about North Dakota a little bit, right? Like, especially because Colorado is so much better. So I had to tell everybody, especially from North Dakota, how much better Colorado was than North Dakota. And then when I experienced that, when Zoe left, when she, you know, turned 18 and that separation really started to happen, I'll never forget. We were sitting in a laundromat together. She was washing her clothes and I was just hanging out with her while she did it. And we were talking about something and she looked at me and she was like, you know, you never, if I'm ever mad at you, you never give me the chance to do that. Like you always tell me I'm so nice to you. There's no reason for you to ever be mad at me. And I don't think I've ever said that to her.
You said that to your daughter?
I don't think I've ever said that to her, but she
I'm
convinced
so nice
herself.
To you, you should never be mad
she
at me.
Convinced herself that I had said that to her at some point or that she came to that conclusion. And boy, did that hurt me. Like,
yeah.
Those words hurt me
Goodness.
So bad. Like, I remember going and telling my best friend about it and crying and being like, I don't know where this shift in our relationship came from. And that's when I've heard this term.
But it
term
does sound
first.
Like something you'd say.
No, I did not say that. I may have said, like, you know, you're my favorite person, right? Like, I love you so much. Everyone knows how much I love you. Like, I obviously
you can
I said
never
those
be mad
things
at me.
To her.
I'm giving you quarters to do your laundry right now.
And I did.
Yeah, see?
I'm
kind
for
of
the
wondering.
If...
But still, like, I was telling my friend this, and she's the one who brought it up and said, actually, you know, when kids are trying to break free from that parental supervision, they tend to lash out. They tend to make you feel bad because it's easier for them to move on. And then it's funny because I heard it again this past week, and that's kind of what it brought it back into my mind because one of my friends, her son went off to college, and he's been kind of giving
smack
her the
talking.
Stuff. Yeah. And she's
now, is
like,
it just smack talking
happening.
Like the house you grew up in and your parents, or like truly like with you, you were smack talking the state?
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, is it kind of encompassing everything?
I'm sure there's variations of it, right? Depending on that person's specific thing. I moved out of state. So I moved from North Dakota to Colorado. So to me, North Dakota was dumb. I was in the best place ever. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you all about it. Like, that was me. That was totally
it's kind
me.
Of braggy, isn't
yeah,
it, too?
Yeah, it's very braggy. Yeah. So I just meant, like, especially right now when parents are seeing their kids go off to college, you know, this is the time of year they do that. And so if you're experiencing your kid acting out a little bit and maybe not because that's it. I remember when I was leaving, my mom was so sad about it because I was leaving. Like I was going to be moving out of state.
Well, it's a big
and
move,
the fact
too, yeah.
that I was being such a jerk about it, she's like, what's wrong with you? You know? So I want parents to know that. Like, don't take it personally, right? Because it is just a scientific thing. Like, if you do the research, it is like a human thing that we do to make ourselves feel better about the decisions we're making.
Sure.
You
like,
know?
I'm leaving this crap behind and
yes.
I'm going my own way now, starting
yeah.
my own path.
Only good things from here.
Right.
You know?
I'm like, going to have to ask. I wonder if my mom's even.
Did you do
if
it, Josh?
I ever did that with when I moved out,
yeah.
I don't recall doing that.
I guess I moved out more recent than you did, Jer, and I don't think I did. But I also like
I would feel horrible if I did.
I know.
I
was like
I don't
live
know that
10
I
minutes
it.
From my family, so it's not like I'm you know making a huge move. Like if I miss the house, I can just go see it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I did. I'd have to ask my mom, too.
And that was
because...
the same with me. Like, I was in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
See?
We went down to the end of the street and took a left, you know?
Mommy, I miss you!
So I didn't have a chance to badmouth really anything.
Yeah, I don't think I did. I'm curious to see if maybe in college, because I did move states for college.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to, is when you moved to Texas.
So maybe, but... I also didn't love Texas when I was there, so I was like, Colorado's the best. I need to go back.
It's the
I miss my
for
mom.
Josh.
I really, it was. I was like, God, Colorado's really nice, actually.
It was it's so flat. Like,
my family is so much better than this.
I mean, kind of. Huh. A little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting, Katie. I'd never heard it being called crapping the nest before.
I know, me either.
Yeah, it's also soiling the nest is the technical term.
Oh, that's
term.
The G-rated.
A little
rated.
More,
polite,
little
yeah.
more G-rated.
I've soiled the nest.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
but
funny.
It's definitely, again, the time of year when kids do it is now. So,
yeah.
Hey, if you're dealing with this.
I almost feel like it's happening now with my son as he's going through many hormonal changes right now, and he's grumpy and back-talking
see,
and bad-mouthing.
That might be it.
I wonder if it's another little mini aspect, a little offshoot.
He's just turning into a teenager. That's what they do.
He's just crapping everywhere.
He is like, dude, he's crapping everywhere. He is just... sassy.
Crapping over everything.
Yeah,
crapping on his mom, crapping on his dad, crapping on his sister.
On his outfit. Like, oh, don't even get me started on the fighting and stuff. Oh, yeah. The text I get from Nicole in the morning, she's like, oh my God, how many days until
well,
school?
It's like he starts really, and I'll never forget this with my youngest brother, because I'm a decade older than him. You start seeing them kind of realize, I can talk back a little bit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They, I'm coming into my own. And it's crazy to see that confidence skyrocket young. I think it's mainly, you know, speaking from just personal, in boys where it happens, and you're starting like, I can push back a little bit and see how far I can go.
Yeah, we're at that stage for sure. Then you remind them who's paying the bills and who's feeding them still. And
fine.
You want to go without
fine.
Food?
Whatever.